Okay. Item 13, arsenal planting grime applications, object bay.
Yeah, it's a pretty long description.
Go ahead.
But it's a pretty involved project. But I'll try to go through it pretty quickly.
I appreciate it.
End of the day.
End of the day.
And I'm lucky to be the last habitat case. There are four orchard ground applications being considered here in various names, all basically going back to the same family, William Kent and Carr, Sharon Carr, Sharon and Kent together, and then Kent Carr Seafood. The complicating thing here is that once we receive these applications and advertise them in a public interest review, we received a petition pursuant to the code 28.2632, which that section of the code is in your packet. That is 4-2, which you may or may not be aware of that section's in the code. It basically allows a petition to be accepted by the commission if at least 20 people sign a condition, and then they petition and they claim that they can basically make a harvest of 225 clams or $1.50 per day catching clams. So that will give you some idea of how old that section of the code is. It doesn't take too much to catch $1.50 worth of clams in one day from a location. And they did exercise that right under petition, and we did receive the minimum number of signatures. They also protested, as part of that petition, the applications for assigning ground at this location because the watermen attest that they do clamming in this area, which is currently unleased. We are back down to near Chip's site at Peppers Creek. We were looking in this area earlier. These applications are in Matthews County and encompass a pretty large area all out in this area of Mob Jack Bay. I'll show you an orchard ground map in a minute, but I'm going to show you a chart. The area is relatively shallow in the inshore area. We did not accept the application all the way inshore because of SAV that you saw some of that reflected in Chip's presentation along here, but there's a considerable amount of SAV, both potential and existing, all along the shoreline out for pretty good ways. It's pretty shallow out here. So you'll see in the orchard ground map, this is a map of the same location. Again, this is Peppers Creek. The Marco lease was in here. These are the applications, which basically this is the first one. This is the second one. The third and the fourth goes up this area. Again, the inshore area we stayed away from because of SAV, and it is a policy not currently to lease SAV, the orchard ground leases. But the DeMarco's lease predated that section of the code. Again, this is a chart to show you some of the depths. As you can see, 1, 2, and 3 feet out of good ways. This is the area where we consider SAV to be able to grow. So the application basically starts at this near the 3-foot contour and goes offshore. Maximum depths on the offshore area that you were looking at previously vary quite a bit, but I don't believe they exceed more than about 20 feet, 18 to 20 feet. We did run a public interest review that did prompt the petition that we received, and we have not surveyed any of the ground yet because of the objections. We did receive, in addition to the petition, one letter of objection pretty soon after the public interest notice ran, and that objection included the potential clamming in the area, possible hall sinking in the area, and general boating and recreation in the area. We have consulted with law enforcement and do not believe, based on their consultation, that the hall seining activities would really be impacted by the area that's being applied for here. There is hall seining in this area, particularly further inshore and to the north, but not really in this offshore location so much. We also received, and I'm going to give you a copy of those, there was apparently an article in the local paper last week, which generated quite a few phone calls, emails.
Those are basically either a copy of the email or a memo that I wrote to the file, if it was a phone call, of additional concerns from a number of people with very similar concerns to the one protest letter that this area was used for various things, including clamming, possibly hall seining, boating and crabbing, and basically requesting that the commission not lease this area and leave it unleased, or put it, make it permanently set aside as clam ground, as the petitioners are requesting. One of the reasons this application is so old is that we did receive it in 2006. Mr. Carr, the principal behind the applications, did have a bout of cancer soon after he applied and asked to defer action on it for a while. He did undergo cancer treatment, and I believe is much better now. And then staff did attempt to resolve this issue. We held a special meeting in the Gloucester Law Enforcement and Habitat office, invited anyone who had objected up to that point, Mr. Sammy Coates, who was basically, I think, sort of led the petition drive to set aside the area for clam ground, a couple of hall seiners who had expressed some interest about some applications near this one and to the north of this one. And we had a good turnout. We got representatives from all those groups at the meeting. We did resolve some of the smaller applications to the north related to the hall seining. We adjusted those and believe we've resolved those issues. Unfortunately, we could come to no resolution with the parties related to these applications and the petition. I will note that Mr. Carr, at the time of that meeting, offered, and if you look at this map, to basically abandon anything inshore of this line right here and pursue leasing this area and this area. These are existing leases here and here and here and also here and up in this area. It's a little washed out. Mr. Coates indicated he did not believe that the clammers were interested in accepting that they basically did not want any of this area to be leased, that they did work in this area, particularly in certain weather conditions because it's somewhat protected, and historically had worked this area and would like to pursue the petition. I will note that these areas here in the lighter color were historically leased. Those are leases that have reverted for either non-payment or non-use under the 10-year renewal, and this area as well. The area in the more green area on both sides of this line that touch these leases in these lighter areas, we could find no record historically that those areas had ever been leased in the past and have just basically been vacant ground. You may also want to note that all of this area to the west, to the left of this red line, is already public ground all the way across and a considerable way up into Mob Jack Bay. We do, as I say, we do try to work out these controversies. We were unsuccessful with this one, so this is why we are here today. And staff's recommendation here is, I wanted to let you know what Mr. Carr's offer was to go inside of this area. And this is a little closer view of the principal part of the area that we're really talking about. The application does go off the map slightly in each direction. But I wanted to show you the acreages here. If the commission were to grant the current proposal of Mr. Carr, deleting all of this area here, that would be an area of approximately 303 acres. And, of course, we'd split it up amongst the three applications that it currently touches, and this application would just be denied. And we'd wrap it around and include part of this with this application, part of this with these two. Or what staff is comfortable recommending would be leasing of the areas that historically had been leased, which would be these three areas, and they would go with the three different applications that they touch. And those are the acreages of those areas, which we can calculate because they touch existing corners of leases adjacent to those. So just to give you an idea, as you can see, each one of the applications was at or above 200 acres individually. 250 acres is the maximum you can apply for in one application, and that would be the maximum we would assign it into one application. which is why we'd have to still have to split these up if you were to lease the, that entire area west of the line. I believe that the Mr. Coates is here representing the Clammers. Mr. Carr is here, and I'm not sure if any other speakers are here for or against. But basically, that's staff's recommendation. And should you decide to set any of this area aside as public clam ground under the code section, depending on what you decide, we would ask that you defer final approval of that until we could actually plat it and bring it back to you in a following month or two to show you the exact boundaries. But it would basically follow the configuration of the current applications, excluding any area that you may lease to Mr. Carr, should you wish to exercise that right. And we would stay off of this SAV area to the east. And I'd be happy to try to answer any questions.
Any questions? Thank you. Okay, sir. Swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes, sir.
State your name.
Kent Carr. I'm a commercial waterman, Virginia native oysterman, harvester, buyer, shell stock shipper, agricultural oyster farmer, agricultural clam farmer, fourth generation in the business. Applied for this not to take from the waterman, which was leased prior and turned loose by the leasee. So that gives me the right by the state law to lease this ground, which I've gone through the process. I know it's a lot of acreage, but I've stayed under the 250 acreage limit, like for each application. I rely on the oyster business 100% for my income, my livelihood. I own oyster ground down in James River, which I've been doing good with, and with the disease in the oysters in James River, I'd like to have this ground for where I could use to plant seed oysters, which come out of Yankee Tank, which the state has a program where you get seed off the state bottom and plant on the bottom, because I'm having trouble now to supply enough oysters year-round for the markets that I do have and have established. I think Mobjack Bay is a very large bay, and it's a lot of clamming ground out there. And a little shade under 1,000 acres is a large portion of oyster ground, but I don't know how big Mobjack Bay is, but I've clammed, and it's plenty of ground out there. You got Deep Rock, you got Toe Steak, you got off Browns Bay, you got Mouth-East River, and you got all that ground offshore to clam. And I feel that the watermen that are protesting this are mostly from out of Boat Harbor, and I don't feel that they probably worked up in that area, but if they say that they've worked in this grounds was leased up until I noticed that it was vacant, and I stay on top of coming down here and checking to see what grounds get vacant, and if it's something that's got a potential of making a living at or building to do better with, I'll venture and pioneer and try to do the best with it that I can. The inshore ground, clamming, patagonian, it's sort of becoming a thing of the past because it's so much farm-raised clams, and the price that you market the clams now is actually less than what it was when I was clamming in the 70s and 80s and 90s. And the inshore land is a good opportunity for clam agricultural raising clams, which it's a lot of areas up in the river that's been done. And that's why I'd like to have the inshore acreage. Then the offshore acreage, which I'm going to be late for this year, and health problems, which I can take time and look forward to for next year, is to get seed out of Yankee Tank, which the state sells back to the buyers that want to buy it for either a bushel of shells or $1.39 a bushel. And I've got grounds up in Mobjack. I've got approximately 200 acres up in Seven River, which is one of the finger rivers off of Mobjack. And it's a lot shorter to move the seed from Yankee Tank to there than to up the rivers. And in order to anticipate in that program, which the replenishing program does need more people to anticipate in those type of things, and the bay needs more places for, like, to raise oysters that do filter and clean the waters. And this is right in the middle of, at the mouth of my object, and I feel that this would do good for a whole lot of different angles instead of just one, by helping clean the bay up. It'd give us more oysters to supply the market. And I currently have close to 1,400 acres leased down here in James River. 2 years ago, I had a real good year. It was the first year oysters, not the first year, but I'd say the second year the oysters came back. I had sales of $844,000 of oysters off of that public lease bottom. I didn't keep it all for myself. I had as high as 42 different work boats work on that lease, and I paid out over $650,000 to those guys. And I'd like to do the same thing with this lease here. My object hasn't been open for oystering. I can't remember when, and I've lived there all my life and been an oysterman all my life. I'd say back in the 90s and 92. I've been to the replenishing meetings. I've asked them at time after time to open it up. But we can't work Browns Bay. We can't work the oyster rocks. And if you don't work the oyster rocks, they're going to sink, and there's not going to be anything there to work when they do open them. And that's what I feel happened to the mouth of Rappahannock. That stayed closed till once we did work it. The product wasn't the best to send up the road. The product was next to being put in the tomb in the grave, as far as I was concerned, skin and water and the shells, not no fat oyster. And I feel that this would be a great access to me, to the watermen, to cleansing the bay by putting more oysters. An oyster filters 50 gallons of water a day. If you put put a right good proportion of seed on there. And with this, I got a picture here to show. And I'm not talking about the workboat loads. I'm talking 2,800 bushels. Here's what we used to plant oysters years ago. And right close to that lease, Ronnie Bevins and Lake Tower have. And we planted Ronnie's whole shell pile there in 1990. And I think it's a good potential. I don't think it's any oysters there now, but it's a place that I could work with and try to get oysters to grow, the native oyster, because the Virginia Marine Resource Commission, the Corps of Engineers, everybody's focused on farm-raised or agricultural-raised oysters. We have an ample supply of Virginia natural oysters right here that's being overlooked and not even used. But I would like to have additional ground to go with the ground I have down here, because the oysters down here have the disease in them, and the oysters up the bay are a lot better chance to take at planting and having success with instead of planting the disease oysters. It's been a lot of other ground thing leased in Bob Jack. I don't want to get to names, but it's one fellow that leased the whole Ware River last year, and it's another fellow that's leased Seven River. And these guys have never said a word to them about it. And I think it's a heartburn situation, because somebody, just the same reason that I got the James River oysters, if you came into the dock and you didn't have a good cull or a good tub, I didn't need an inspector there to cut you off. You didn't go back the next day. And it's a lot of, I think that the guys that are protesting it really have never actually worked this ground. And if they come up here under oath and say they have with the mandatory reporting that VMRC has, I would ask for investigation to see if any of these guys have reported in their mandatory reports of working even in Mob Jack. Because I doubt this lease has been turned loose. It's not a lease that's been sitting there for 10 years. It's something that just got basically turned loose and released. And the law states you got public bottom, you got lease bottom, and you got leasable bottom. And I consider this a leasable bottom. And I don't feel that they have the right to stop me from getting it. I think that the commission and the commissioners, or the commission, should approve this. And if I'm not saying that, if I get it, I have something to work forward to. If I don't get it, I'm probably going to be looking for a job somewhere else because I don't have much future. And I mean, I'm catching my oysters at the fastest they're growing in James River. And with the closure of dredging in January, I had to take my springtime oysters to keep the market going in January in order to be able to sell them in February when we got back dredging again, because the market's not as strong as people think it is. And once you establish good market, you try to hold on to it.
Yeah.
And wind this up, I'd appreciate it if I could get it, but I'd rather, you know, y'all, that's y'all's decision, and you listen to what Mr. Coates has to say and give it the best shot. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Hold on just 1 second. Are there any questions?
You are willing to go just to the left of that line?
Yes, sir. But I would like to have the other part, because that would give me a chance to get into agriculture and of clams like the other guys are doing. And I've talked with Rufus, which is up in Urbana, and he's interested in taking it the inside and co-oping it with anybody that wants to take clams from him and put on the ground and raise. But that's something that came up at the last meeting in Gloucester when they worked out the other leases. And it's, instead of it sitting there not anything being done with it, it's very much revenue for VMRC at $1.50 a year rent on the acreage. You're looking at $1,500 every year the state would receive. And I don't see where it's that much wrong in leasing it. And I don't feel that I'm taking from the clammers, because I don't know how many acres left in my Object 2 work. And it's not over, I wouldn't say over 5 clam boats working in my Object right now. I might be wrong, but I know just about most everybody around there, and it's getting to where they're hard to find.
Any other questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else like to speak? Raise your right hand. Swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God. State your name.
Sammy Coates, Junior. Yeah. I'm here to represent the clammers. I have 25 names. I don't know if y'all are familiar with them. This was one that's been on for 3 years. These people that contacted y'all yesterday, they just found out about it last week, because this has been going on like 3 years, you know, because Mr. Cars had cancer or something. Anyway, I got a copy of all the names of all these gentlemen that's claim on this ground. And I'm here to tell you the honest truth about this. Mr. West, Charles West, told me last night on the phone he's got a copy of his taxes where he's made $25,000 in this area last year, and the man's gone through 14 cancer treatments this year. There's not a day I can't go over there and make me a good day's work. Although I haven't been over there in 3 years, because I've been drudging for Joe Melson's over here in Pagan River. Mr. Carr, he brags on his oysters and what he grazed. I drudged for him 1 year, 3 days. Didn't run me off the ground, was going to put me in jail. He had put me on the public. Then goes behind the truck and say, hey, I made $40,000. You know.
I haven't said any of this.
And then, he's under oath. That's right. I am under oath. I'm not here to tell no stories. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know. And like I said, all these here people in Matthews was going to come here 3 years ago, thought all this was cleared. You know. And they was calling me off the wall last night. And like I said, states in the law where you can prove, where you can catch more than 250 clams a day. Mr. Carr's clam day is south over the years. You go down northeast, you can work every day. Ernest and Russell, a father and son, that's the 90% where they work at. This year, John Vigilati, or none of them boys are going to buy polluted clams. Where are these boys going to work? They have nowhere to work. Fuel $4 a gallon. Closer you to your home, you know, the better off you're going to do. You know, I'm not trying to keep Carr from getting the ground. He's got plenty of ground. And what he says is supposed to be offshore, you know, that's most of where we catch our stuff at. Inshore you can rake. you know, instead of gillnets and stuff. Who wants somebody running through a bunch of cages? I mean, you know, I mean, I could have had a lawyer here today. I didn't see it. You know, when the law states, he told me, when the law states and I got these proof of these names, you know, it should be okay.
You want to put those names in evidence so we
yes,
can
sir.
Have it?
It's in your
package. Oh, it's in a package. It's okay.
And like you said, it's been going on for 3 years.
Okay.
I mean, you know, I'm just trying to bear this out and try to just keep it to where the watermen still have a little place to work. He says it ain't many clammers, so it ain't many clammers. They still got to make a living. Okay. You know, that's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait a minute, hold on. Is anybody having questions?
Yeah. Do you specifically clam to the left of that line?
And that whole area, sir. All that area where it used to be rented, where Shorts rented, all down through there. All down through from...
Well, you couldn't clam on the area that was rented for oyster grounds before.
Well, if it's not staked up, or if they don't have no stakes on it, sir, you don't know who it belongs to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just like when we was at this last meeting, when we met Ben, what's his name, said that he had some ground, know that we worked it. But he just said ain't nothing on it. You know, he said he'd stick stakes on it if he wants, but he don't see no sense in it, you know. If it was stuck up, we wouldn't go in there, you know. I'm just saying, you know, I worked this place for 20 years. I mean, you know, it ain't like no $150 and a half or $25 a day. It ain't true. You know, you can make you $200 a day there. You know, it's ridiculous to take ground from men where they can work at. You hardly got enough places in that to work.
Any other questions?
You know.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Can I ask? One quick wrap-up.
All right, on those names...
Come to the podium.
Were put on there.
State your name.
Kent Carr.
Okay.
On the protest, some of the names were taken down in Minchfield, and I know that some of the guys have asked to get their names taken off, and I don't think that all 20 names on there are legit.
Okay.
If I know David Owens and Carl Reese Owens have asked their names to be taken off, and the way Sammy Coates was describing it to them, I was getting a whole object. All I'm getting is just a little teeny square. And if you take and put the whole object on there, that ain't nothing but a dot on it. And you can clam the whole object. You got hundreds and hundreds of acres. And I don't think this would affect their livelihood or their amount of catch.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're done. Is it anybody else? Okay, the matter's before the commission.
I do have a question as far as do we have any records from catch reports of any of these gentlemen having caught clams in this area?
I do not have those records, and I don't know whether fisheries could provide that information, but probably not instantly.
right, yeah.
But I did check with law enforcement before we held this meeting and during the meeting in Gloucester, and I don't think it's untrue that this area is not worked by a limited number of clammers. And the same issue came up about working this whole area, and Mr. Coates said the same thing at that meeting, and I said, well, you know, you're not supposed to work somebody's lease. They do have difficulty keeping this area stuck for numerous reasons. It's pretty exposed, either staking or buoying it. We've had to go back and restake the existing leases quite a few times, but...
I think also I need some clarification as far as the legal aspect of this situation.
Mr. Schick?
I think under the law you can do either one. I mean, you can grant the oyster lease application or you can create the public ground, and it's just a matter of what you feel the facts are in the best interest of the people of the Commonwealth and the watermen.
Okay.
I'm not aware of any priority that once you file an application that cuts off the opportunity to file a petition for, no, an application to cut off the opportunity to petition for public ground.
Right. Okay.
I will note one thing that in the letters that I gave you, the memos, there was one in there from the county of Matthews, from the county administrator who called me yesterday. And it's not part of the staff recommendation, but I did tell him that I would at least convey this to the commission. He wanted to indicate that the county was in support of their local watermen. I
took that to mean the clammers' interest here, although Mr. Kent Carr is a waterman as well. His specific request was that, based on what I explained to him, what our recommendation was going to be as far as recommending that, at a minimum, we didn't have any problem with releasing the areas that had been leased before, and that we will probably recommend against leasing the inshore area, and it would be up to the commission whether to set that aside or not, or just leave it vacant. He indicated a request, which I'll just convey to you, that should the commission lease the entire area, that inshore area, that he would like for the county to be afforded an opportunity to hold a public hearing to let the citizens have a comment on it. I think that's, you know, it's kind of unusual, but it was advertised back in 2006 in the local paper, and so we have followed the code. And there was an article in the paper last week, as I noted. So.
Mr. Robbins.
Thanks. But if I can ask a follow-up question, when did these leases come up on these three previously leased parcels?
I think Mr. Carr is correct that the three that you see the acreages in that are vacant now all reverted within the last 8 to 10, 12 years for either non-payment or the 10-year renewal where they either didn't send the form back or didn't indicate that there was any activity.
And his lease application was made about 3 years ago but then suspended because of
2006, 2 years ago.
Mr. Tackett.
I'd like to follow up on that with a motion. Things do move slow in the countryside on both shores, so a lease ground might not be figured out that it's not being leased for quite some time. I've seen that happen on the shore, you know. It might even be stuck up and somebody hadn't been paying their rent for a couple of years even. So I see it as not an unrecent phenomenon that these things are not being leased. And so I would ask that make a motion that we lease to Mr. Carr those pieces or parcels that have been leased historically and nothing more, and leave open those that have been public historically.
So that was your motion. Is your second?
I second.
Second by Mr. Fox.
Can I make a comment on that?
No, it's before the commission.
I just ask a clarifying question. You said leave open. You mean leave vacant?
Vacant.
Those other portions.
Yeah.
Okay. I would support that motion.
I'd like to add something there that I think this land, if it's not being used over the next couple of years, Mr. Carr should have a right to come back before the commission and lease this additional property that's in this area here. So I don't know how we can work that out. Intentions are great, but if they're not being productive and we have a person who wants to make them productive, I think we should, you know, allow him to do that.
Well, that would be his prerogative. He could come back in 2 years and apply for that. He would have a right to do that.
I think you have a problem there, though, because applications are entertained any order received. So if somebody comes up tomorrow and applies for them.
Okay, that's true.
Yeah, I would almost be willing to say that if we look at the past 5 years and see that there hasn't been much activity on that in that area, with catch reports, then we should allow him to come back and lease that later on in this year.
I don't know whether we can do that.
Well, I would say fisheries might back me up on this, but the reporting they'll get will not be statistically, won't be able to tell what's happening right in this area.
It's similar to the earlier today, the statistical area is too broad.
Too broad.
Okay. So you wouldn't be able to get that finder.
And if you go with your motion and leave the rest vacant, I mean, there's nothing to stop someone from tomorrow coming in and applying again for these vacant areas. Mr. Coates could come in tomorrow and apply for whatever unless you're going to say don't lease it. Don't set it aside, but don't lease it, which would be basically setting it aside.
You want to do that?
Thanks. Excuse me, maybe I don't understand. Isn't that public bottom now?
It's unleased bottom, which some people call public bottom. But the real public ground, Baylor Ground, is offshore here. In addition, there is some additional public ground that was added. It has the same effect as Baylor. But all of that is to the west of this line. All of this area inshore is either leased or just unleased bottom. And I believe that's the impetus behind the clam petition, is that they'd like it all set aside. It'll have the effect of public ground if you grant that. Or whatever you don't lease the car, at least grant that. That's what they're asking, the petitioners. If all you do is lease these three areas and leave this vacant, then it's still just vacant ground. And with no further direction from the commission, I think by code I have to accept another application if someone comes in and applies for it. Yeah. And we might be back here, but...
Well, in light of that, I'd like to put a substitute motion in that we grant the lease as requested by the applicant.
Is there a second on a substitute motion? Is there a second on a substitute
motion?
Sure,
I'll second it.
Okay, this is a second. Okay. All in favor of the substitute motion, signify by saying aye.
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 And call the roll. Mr. Biden is not here. Mr. Fox?
No.
Mr. Holland? No. McCanahan? Dr. McCanahan made the motion.
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Robbins?
No.
Mr. Chick?
Made aye.
The motion. Mr. Tankett?
No.
All right, 4-2, substitute motion fails. We'll go back to the original motion. We'll vote on the original motion. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
One no, so we have it. Mr. Schick votes no.
And okay, the motion was to grant the three areas and leave the rest vacant.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, go to item 14, public comment. Is there anyone here who would like to make a public comment?
Yes,
yes sir.
The public oyster tong season closes the end of April. And in the closure, it says that the commissioner could extend it until the end of June. I'm here to ask for the watermen at a shaft tonguing down James River for the season to be extended until the end of June.